Yeah.
There she is.
There we are. Madam Buchanan, can we get this started, please? Thank you.
I apologize. I know not to be after Tony Mendoza.
Please begin.
Thank you very much for accommodating me, and I appreciate the ability.
Thanks for your patience.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the ability to be able to present this bill today, and hopefully I'll be brief and quick. AB 483 is simple. It directs the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau to create and maintain an online searchable database for employer worker compensation coverage. The bill requires the insurance commissioner to adopt regulations for the database by January 1, 2011, and the website to be operational 180 days after the effective date of those regulations.
Been moved?
Currently, individuals must request this information in writing or email from the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau and pay an $8 fee.
Do they have it?
In the information age, it makes sense to provide this information online so that workers, employers, and the public have easy access. 33 states already do so. Florida and Mississippi have actually studied the impact and found savings by providing public access for verifying workers' compensation coverage. AB 483 is sponsored by the California Labor Federation and supported by the Department of Insurance. It has no opposition and passed out of the Assembly with a 73-0 vote. We recently amended the bill to require that the website include the date that the site was last updated, and allowing individuals to know how current the information is that they're viewing. Here with me in support today are Angie Way from the Cal Labor Fed, Jeremy Smith, and also Dan Filizzato from the LA District Attorney's Office.
Thank Your you. Comments are appreciated, and there's a favorable outcome on this bill, so
Mr.
keep that
Chair
in mind.
And members, Angie Way, California Labor Federation in support. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Dan Filizzato on behalf of Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. Happy to answer any questions.
So, David Link with the Department of Insurance in support or dry vote?
Deanna Furman on behalf of the California Nurses Association, also in support.
Any others like to testify, support, or opposition? Seeing and hearing
Mr.
none,
Chairman,
any questions by the members?
Mr. Chairman, let me just say to you that the problem I have with this bill, and I'm not sure it can be fixed today.
Okay.
But it is a situation about the timeliness of the information. And to the extent that you post something on the internet and it is stale information, may very well put the organization in an untenable situation. You know, if you don't renew your automobile insurance, immediately the Department of Motor Vehicles knows that you haven't renewed your automobile mm-hmm. insurance. My concern about this bill is not that the genesis is not a good idea, but this information is not guaranteed to be up to date. And what the governor, I believe, said in his veto message last year, said that I'm concerned that the website would not be required to post the effective dates of coverage of a policy, therefore significantly diminishing the value of the information. More importantly, the bill does not contain any specific timing in which the information must be updated. Now, I don't know whether you changed the updating or not.
Well, that's why we've worked with the governor's office, and that's why we've included the amendment to show the date the website was last updated. I mean, you could renew your auto insurance tomorrow and cancel it the next day, but
And the DMV will be notified immediately for that.
Right.
As soon as the insurance company, you don't pay your premium or you don't renew your policy, the DMV is notified. The problem with this bill is that the aspect of how fresh the data is. You know, if the information is not fresh, the brush paint's fairly white.
Well, right now it takes weeks to get any information back from.
And that may be true, and we certainly would always want to err on the side recognizing that databases, when they're not up to date and current, work to the disadvantage of the organization that's attempting to do business with respect to having workers' compensation. I just am concerned about having a website that might very well have a data information that was not stale. Now, you know, when you go on the internet now, you Google something. I mean, you go back to 1996, you can go to 1955, you can go any place with this. And I'm always concerned, not just this bill, but other bills, when you have a web-based, if it's not current information, it's at a disadvantage to everybody who's relying on it.
Senator Cox, let me respond to that and assisting you, Assemblywoman Buchanan. The DOI, I mean, they're the cops. They have to make sure that this update occurs, and it occurs in a reasonably quick fashion. In the bill, the internet website, it says, shall be updated to reflect policy information as soon as reasonably feasible following submission of that information by insurers to the rating organization as the commissioner shall require. And the commissioner is the comp, and he's supposed to address that.
All right. Okay. I see, Mr. Chairman, you don't understand the problem, so there's no need for me to say any more.
You know, just a comment. It seems to me like it's simple sunshine, giving people the opportunity to find out some information. And as the chairman said, you know, the commissioner of insurance is in charge of promulgating the regulations. I'm sure he's going to be stringent in requiring accuracy.
This has to do with providing information and then telling the individual on when it was updated. And you know that if you get something 30, 60, 90, 120 days or 6 months late, if it's stale data, it creates a disadvantage for everyone who participates in the program.
I don't think the answer is no information, though, and I think the website will be a good...
But if it's wrong information, Ms. Keough, if it's wrong information, you haven't served anybody well.
Well, with all respect, the insurance commissioner, one, has an obligation to update the website and keep the information as current as possible. And I just want to give you my perspective as an individual homeowner. If I were to hire a roofer to put a new roof on my house, right now, if I wanted to know if that roofer had workers' compensation, I'd have to pay $8, submit an inquiry, and wait weeks to get that information back. You know, this
you might ask him if he had as
well. Absolutely, but this
proof.
But this would allow you to go online right away and to verify coverage.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be an asset to consumers, to employers, to, you know, people in all fields. And in the information age, it just makes no sense for me for us to continue to have functions be primarily manual at the state level. We need to convert and allow people greater online access.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to agree with Senator Cox, so let's move on. Senator Correa?
I just wanted to say that clearly there is nothing wrong with sunshine yet. The dangers of having inaccurate data will hurt a business, and I would ask you and encourage you to work to come up with some kind of a mechanism that protects it. We had the same situation with the Bureau of Automotive Repairs, where you had some inaccurate data and people are getting sued on that data. So you want to make sure you keep the good aspects of your bill, but making sure that you don't end up hurting honest to goodness folks who do comply with the law and end up, you know, being penalized because of inaccurate data.
I
don't know the answer right now. I think there's a number of ways to look at it, but just, you know,
can we get a comment from the DOI first?
So, yeah, no, these are very good points, Senators Cox and Correa. And I would imagine that the regulations that we're in charge of promulgating, this is one of the things that we will take into consideration. There also is, in the bill right now, in the latest amendment, a provision that the website has to state when the last time it was that was updated, so we will know, to the extent that it is outdated, how far outdated it is, so that there will be at least some period when we'll be able to say, you know, if someone is incorrectly listed on there, they can say, well, subsequent to the date that the website was posted, I updated my policy. But we do, I appreciate the problem.
Did you have a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Angie Wei on behalf of the California Labor Federation, and we are one of the sponsors of this bill, and we believe that both you senators have identified a real issue that we've tried to address in this bill. One is, as Mr. Link has identified, the last amendment we just took, last date updated on the website. Two is that we've given in the bill language discretion to the insurance commissioner to provide to create a dispute resolution process for an employer or business to dispute what's on the website. Third, there are also disclaimers listed on the website about how accurate this information can be, that you can't use it for litigation purposes. We also tried to go down the path of looking at whether or not we could put on the expiration dates on the websites, and that gives, frankly, the broker some pause, moving them to an opposed position. Their concern is that... That's exactly right. So we completely appreciate the concerns that in a free market competition. But we appreciate the concerns that you have both raised. We've tried to address them as well as we can to tighten down the database so that it's as accurate as possible. There are some problems with when employers or brokers turn in that information to both the Department of Insurance as well as the Rating Bureau that creates the underlying structural problem with this type of information being consolidated and transparent. But we feel that we have tried to work with all the stakeholders to put in as many protections and flexibility for the regulator to address them in the regulatory process. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wei. Any other questions? Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the bill is well intended. I guess my concern would be with the unintended consequences that have been pointed out by some of the members of this committee, and I'm wondering if we couldn't request a report back, at the very least, on how this is working to make sure that we're achieving what it is we set out to
you agreeable to
achieve
that?
And provide contractors the opportunity to certainly voice any complaints that they might have with how the system is working or not working, and also hopefully for the opportunity for them to be able to verify for themselves that they, on the website, that they have the insurance in place.
It's a good idea. Well, when is it
implemented? Regulations need to be adopted by January 1st, 2011, and then the website's up in 180 days after that, I think. So 2 years after that, staff recommend it.
I think that's fair.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should we make that, can we make that an amendment? Is that possible? Why don't we add that as an amendment, and we'll need a motion as amended on the bill. Okay, great. I think we are at a point where we can vote on this bill. Open the roll.
Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye. Coghill?
Aye.
Coghill, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Right. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Flores? Harmon? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Runner? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. That's 8-1.
8-1.
That's a due pass as amended.
Due pass as amended.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your patience. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other? We're done. That concludes our business today in Banking and Finance Committee. We are adjourned.